Welcome. To conclude this week on relationships, today let's talk about the relationship you have with humanity. It's hard to trust humanity if you're locked up and frustrated, especially if it's people you care about. How do we get back to trusting humanity as a whole and healing the ways we come into contact with people every single day? Personally, when I create one of these meditations, I get into a private space, I go deep inside, and to come out and surface and feel like I want to connect with people, I don't always enjoy that. But to remain isolated and keeping to myself, that's toxic. I saw a great quote, "I see humans, but no humanity." What does that mean? It means putting yourself in a room with other people, surrounding yourself with something different than your own agenda, your own thoughts, your own bullshit. The writer Elizabeth Gilbert said, "I've never seen any transformation that did not begin with the person in question finally getting tired of their own bullshit." We have to get to that point where you're willing to realize, where I'm willing to realize, we all have this layer of bullshit, and it's blocking us from what's possible. The people we most admire, who make us feel love and vulnerability and humanity, these are people who have cleared their bullshit, or the universe did it for them. So tomorrow night, I'm hosting an intergenerational event in Houston. We have elders who are single. Dr. Bob is 93, Ruth is 87, and they're going to be speaking and sharing with an audience of over 50 people who are going to be in their 30s, 40s, 50s. And the theme of this event is love. There will be no bullshit in this conversation. Some stuff I know Dr. Bob and Ruth are going to cover. When your partner has an affair, should you stay in the marriage? What do you do if you lose your partner and you feel guilty for not being better when they were alive? When you're single and you're feeling very alone in this world, how do you manage? This is an evening to come together and connect, soften our edges, and leave the bullshit at the door. Bring your heart to the table. Allow yourself to let go into the collective energy of a group of people you don't know who are willing to share. A wise one said, "Sending love to everyone, trying to heal from things they don't discuss." Let me repeat that. Sending love to everyone, trying to heal from things they don't discuss. Sometimes it's not even about discussing so much as it is immersing, to be in the energy. I remember when I used to live in New York City, it was so intense. I lived in the East Village. My nervous system was shot to smithereens. But there was something very healthy about all those millions of people in New York City, speaking different languages, wearing different styles, having different opinions, forced onto this little island called Manhattan. It's what we love about New York City. We need a little of that in our own lives to lose what isolates us and call upon what brings us closer. Today, can you immerse yourself in the energy of humanity? Go sit in a coffee shop or walk amongst others or whatever you do in your world that brings you closer to people. And let your layer of bullshit, let your hard edge, let your busyness dissolve. And that starts in your meditation. Whatever way today you are locked up, frustrated, annoyed, shift into the energy that lightens, relaxes, uplifts. It's a choice you can make. Rise. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, come back to that word to center yourself in the moment. Rise. If your attention wandered, rise. Rise, rise, rise. Thank you. coming back to the moment. To conclude this week on relationships, as goes that quote, "I see humans, but no humanity." This is about softening your edges, considering what it would mean to lose yourself and reconnect with people. You might be saying, "Dave, I don't know, this theme today, people are annoying." But the thing is, people who are easily annoyed also annoy themselves. Get out of your head. Get out of your room. Get out of your iPhone screen. We need each other. You don't even have to talk to people. Just immerse. It starts with your meditation. Shift into the energy that lightens, relaxes, uplifts. Rise. See you tomorrow. Peace.